This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To be reuniting with you. Winners in this corner include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, and you, all here together to show this Wednesday, the 18th of July. Jennifer has some of the trenders. Do you like trending or trenders? These are the trenders.
Trending.
Trending items. All right. Help yourself, Jen.
All right, well, let's talk about those boys that were trapped in the cave in Thailand. The boys and the coach have been discharged after nearly a month after they first went missing, and now they're speaking out for the very first time. 12 members of the youth soccer team and their coach, who spent more than 2 weeks trapped underground in a flooded cave network in northern Thailand, have now appeared in public together for the first time since the ordeal. The boys, who were discharged from the hospital on Wednesday, appeared in front of the world's media at a specially arranged press conference in Chiang Rai. Hopefully I get that right. They were dressed in their matching team shirts. The boys and their coach appeared happy and relaxed as they took their place on stage alongside their doctors. The boys, who are all members of the Wild Boars junior soccer team, introduced themselves to the media. They shared their nicknames, and they told the audience what position they played on the team. Sitting beside them were the Thai Navy SEALs, who stayed inside the cave with them once they were found. This is pretty incredible. They said, Arjun Sam Aon, the boy who responded in English to the first British diver who found them, shared the story of the moment they realized help was finally coming. He said he thought it was nighttime, though he couldn't be sure. The group was actually digging inside the cave. They were looking for possible exits, so originally they were trying to dig themselves out. When he thought he heard the voices of people talking, his coach told the group to stay quiet, and it was at that moment they realized it was real people. I get goosebumps just hearing about this. When the divers breached the surface, he said he was so shocked all he could think to say was hello. Yeah. They addressed a question about why they entered inside the cave. The coach, who is known locally as Ake, said the boys were curious to look inside the cave as they had never visited before. They entered the cave, they explored the tunnels for about an hour before deciding to turn back around, but by this time the tunnels had become partially flooded. He said it forced the group to swim back toward the cave's entrance, and it was at this point that he realized that they were trapped.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that. What the heck goes through your mind when you come to a realization like that? Can you put yourself in that position?
I know. And Ake, who's the coach, he said that they weren't afraid and that they just had faith that they would be found.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
faith
crazy.
Is a fabulous thing, man. It really is. Having faith and hope and trust. Imagine how much better your life is having faith, having hope, having trust, rather than being full of anger and fear and hatred. Those are the two most, when you put the two of them, I'm holding my hands out like one's at 10 o'clock and one's at 2 o'clock on a clock, if you were looking at a clock. On one side you have hatred, anger, and fear. And the other hand, you have faith and hope and trust.
Yeah.
Isn't that fabulous? And even if you come together at noontime and have a little of both, The lightness, the feeling of having faith and hope and trust is so much better. It's just for those of you who sadly are angry about a lot of things or afraid of a lot of things in your life, just think about it in terms of, even if you have legitimate concerns about something, think about other things in your life that give you faith, hope, and in which you trust people, ideas, whatever. It's so much, really, even the thought of it, sitting here thinking about it now, it lightens my load. I've had a horrible couple of months in trying to get things done on my farm, and it culminated last night with me actually not getting what we worked 7 years to get. So I'm just going to go in a different direction. But I felt, even though up and down during the process of trying to do this, I have felt lots of different ways. I have felt anger. I have been afraid. I don't have any hate. But I thought to myself, and I said this to somebody last night who said to me, aren't you really angry? I said, no, I'm not. It's a relief to know that my next step is, I know what my next step is going to be, and I'm relieved to be past this one and go to the next one. It just is, you hold on to that stuff, and it is deadly. It really is. It'll kill you, literally.
And it's so much about the victim mentality. These boys, and we can identify with it in their own life, but these boys never gave up hope, as we just talked about.
Yep.
They also felt a sense of gratitude with one of the Thai Navy SEALs who was on the stage today. I guess they called him the King of the Cave because he was the Navy SEAL, right?
Yeah.
And the boys played checkers with him. When they found out, when they got word about the diver who had died trying to save them, they all felt really guilty. They felt shocked. They felt sad. So instead of dwelling on that, they started writing messages. And they wrote messages to the family of this person who died trying to save them that'll be presented to the family of the fallen. And think about that. That's not going to bring anybody back, but it's going to show that he didn't die in vain. And their families are always going to have that memory of these kids and their gratitude. So pretty special group. And it just shows that even when you're up
very
against
special.
A wall or in a cave, you can still manage to find a way. There's always still an option.
Very special. That's a great story, Jennifer. The I would like to sort of characterize this as balancing a good story with a bad story, but we probably ought to update people who haven't heard the latest on what Trump said regarding his conversation with Putin and what was what he said and what he meant or what he says he meant. What's the bottom line here?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said something about Kara.
Somebody, no. Why would I ask Kara about
Well, I don't know
about
Kara's name.
But you said Kara. So I thought,
we're
okay,
all waiting.
Well, maybe she has a story for us. The latest is that Trump is kind of backtracking off of what he said at the podium next to Vladimir Putin. And it came down to, and again, I'm going to paraphrase here. He said something, first of all, he was asked a question about whether or not he thought Russia had meddled in the election. And in my estimation, he answered it perfectly the first time. He said that that's what the intelligence community had told him, and then he kind of shifted his answer to talk about the commonality of working on some sort of nuclear agreement to create a more peaceful environment in the world. Okay, so it's fine. That we see politicians do that all the time. Then he was asked a second time whether or not he would call Vladimir Putin out right there, then and there, for meddling in the election. And Trump said, well, the intelligence community, Dan Coats, told me that there was meddling. I don't know why Russia would meddle. Well, he went back on that statement saying he meant to say, and he was surprised at the backlash, and so he read the transcripts. He said, no, what I meant to say is why they wouldn't be the ones meddling in our election. Now, it seems crazy. Maybe that is what he thought. Maybe not. Who knows? The idea is that yesterday he said, I am fully committed to the information that comes out of the intelligence community, and I stand behind them. And that's probably a bit more of the bigger takeaway than even walking back whether he said he would or wouldn't.
When are we going to give this up? We know that Trump bungles what he says, whether it's on purpose or not. He's a bungler. He doesn't know how to communicate well. And, he's the president, he should know better, all that stuff. Give it a rest, will you, for God's sakes? Here's Jeanne Shaheen, who is the senator from New Hampshire, Democrat, calling for the interpreter who did the private meeting with Putin to testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee as to what was actually said. Give it a break, lady. Go.
I'll give that a break, but in terms of being able to rely on our president to communicate, I think that's extraordinarily important.
That's like the minimum we should expect from our president.
But you don't have it with this guy. You're not going to get it.
So we're supposed to give him a pass and just be like, that's just him.
You're not going to change it. You're not going to change him. So why do you keep hanging around?
I think that he's more of an effective communicator than people think. I think strategically he says things. Draw the divide with this president is people either focus on his words or they focus on his actions. Critics of the president always focus on his words. Supporters of the president always focus on his
actions.
That's
a good point. Yeah.
And for me, actions, even though we work in this medium, actions to me for someone who is a president or a politician mean more, because I had a president in the last 8 years who said a lot of really nice flowery things and delivered on nothing. I would rather have a president who delivers. And so in this situation, you have a choice, and people get to have their own vote and they get to have their own opinion, and they can like it or they cannot like it. What I do think that his presidency has shown me more than anything is the hypocrisy in the way things are handled by the media, by pundits, as far as treatment of a certain president. Every president takes heat. That's just a given. But President Obama laughed when Mitt Romney said Russia's our biggest threat. President Obama was caught off mic saying, I'll do what I can to try to get some stuff back to Vladimir Putin after my election. In the Rose Garden.
Every politician would say that.
Well,
every
wait a
politician
second.
Would say that.
Just 2 years ago in the Rose Garden when he was talking about election meddling. Keep in mind, Obama knew about Russia trying to hack.
But wait.
This is an important point.
There was no cybersecurity until the Obama administration.
Just let me finish this, because there was no cybersecurity because there wasn't much to protect. Finish my statement and then I'd love to hear what you have to say. But 2 years ago, President Obama was standing in the Rose Garden saying, I can't confront Vladimir Putin because he denies hacking the election. So essentially he said the same thing that Trump said, but the coverage of it has been completely different. So this is far more than whataboutism.
We all know
this
that,
is about
though.
The handling.
Yeah, but we also know now that there is actual evidence. When Obama said that, there was no evidence.
Oh, no. He had evidence in August, but he chose not to say anything.
Not the way that we have it now. Not the way we have it now, where Cambridge Analytica is... There's so much more that we know now that's actual evidence. How are we going to get anywhere if all we do is go back to what Obama said 4 years ago?
Obama was
a
vision.
We have a president now who's not delivering on anything that half the country wants. So you can say,
well, you know... But he is delivering on what the other half wants.
Yeah. Well, is he really, though? Let's talk to some farmers. Let's talk to some farmers about that.
In my lifetime, he's the most effective president I've ever been through.
He's more effective than
Reagan.
All right, so
truly,
here's good news.
Effective doing what? Ruining
accomplishments. Politics. Those of you who are followers of James Comey, be happy to know he's urging you to vote for Democrats, so that'll be good for the Republicans, as far as I can see, because who would take that guy seriously? It's 19 past the hour. If these things sound familiar to you, you're tired, lethargic, you feel drained, you're depressed. I'm depressed just looking at this list. Muscle aches and pains, weakness. Your joints are bothering you. You've got all kinds of things going on in your body that you want to kind of fix. There's a test. And actually, when I first went through the booklet that I got on Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, I was trying to figure out how this stuff works. And then it became very obvious. And we were talking off air a few minutes ago, Kara, about you not getting to sleep. This is another way for you to get off to sleep very well. Take some Calitren, a couple of them before you go to bed. They're working. The Calitren works to promote the growth of your body using collagen, the all-natural substance that is basically the bottom line protein in your body. Helps you to develop muscles and keeps your body in the shape that you need it to be as you get older. And it's also a very effective way for you to get to sleep. It's just a fabulous product that I've been on since April. I came back from California weighing 184 pounds. I now weigh 172 pounds, and I attribute it directly to Calitren. Calitren will help you in a nice, sort of soft, subtle way. You're not going to lose 30 pounds a week. And anybody that claims you're going to do that, unless you have an operation, is lying to you. What you need is a good, steady way to get the weight off and keep it off. And if you go to toploss.com to order Calitren, you can get a special deal using the DJV code, 10% off all that you buy. And when you get three bottles or more, you get a free bottle. Not a bad deal, right? Plus, it really works. Lose the weight with Calitren. Go to toploss.com. That's the only place you can get it. Order it. Toploss.com to lose the weight from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
Now now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
All my friends, they give me bad advice, like move on, get you out my mind. But don't you think I haven't even tried? You got me cornered and my hands are tied.
What's brewing in the music world is that former One Direction member Louis Tomlinson is joining the judging panel for the 15th season of The X Factor. His start, let's see, I'm trying to... who's on the X Factor? That's the Simon Cowell thing now, right?
Yes.
The X Factor.
Yep.
So is he doing it in England or is he doing it here? Or both places? Some of them, I think, are on
in England.
Both in England and here.
I think this one's just in England.
Yeah.
Right now.
The X Factor was in the U.S. for like a year or two, but I don't think it really went over well with audiences, so now it's just in the U.K.
Well, so what's the show that Simon's doing here?
America's Got Talent.
Oh,
is that what you're thinking of? Yeah, he's on the he's the executive producer and he's one of the judges of that.
I can't separate; they're all the same.
There are so many singing shows. This is kind of I feel like this was the UK's answer to American Idol. It was another panel singing show, so they've got four judges. It's like a rotating cast of judges, and so Louis is one of the judges this year.
Cowell is so smart. You know, he's making about $50 or $60 million a year just producing these shows. This guy, he came, Uri Geller was telling me the other day that they have one of them in, they have an X Factor or something. What was it, Kara? Was it X?
Israel's Got Talent,
Israel's Got Talent, right.
They're everywhere.
They are. Yeah, absolutely. And he's going to be a judge on it. That was what he was saying.
Uri is?
Yeah,
that's
Uri's going to be a judge.
Wow, that's cool.
But this is interesting because X Factor has been kind of unsuccessful. It's kind of had the issues that a lot of other
here you mean or in England
here, but they produced One Direction and a couple other big bands in the UK. But besides that, they've been kind of up and down. I don't think their audience has been that big. So getting someone from One Direction, who they still have a huge following, like. They've been broken up for years, and they still have a ton of people who are, like, waiting for them to reunite as a band. Yeah. So I think it's definitely going to bring in the younger audience.
Well, it's also where One Direction, started. So they all were individual contestants, and then Simon said, you five need to be together in one band, and then that's what he did. He did the same thing over here on X Factor with Fifth Harmony. There were five girls, and he said, I think all of you should be a girl group, and then look where Fifth Harmony is now. So he has an eye for it and an ear, certainly.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Good luck to him. I always wish people well who are getting involved in these things.
Yeah.
Next up, musically, at 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Victoria Kerr and I focusing on the Imagine Dragons, who have released a new single called Natural, the anthem of this year's ESPN college football season. Let's listen to it. I want to hear what it sounds like here. So why would they want this to be their theme on college football broadcast?
Well, they always pick something that's, you know, an up-tempo kind of anthem, a fight kind of song.
Every year, is it a different song? Is that what they do every year?
I think for college football coverage, yes. I think so. Well, look at, Carrie Underwood has done a bunch of songs for the NFL, and it's always a rah-rah kind of get you psyched up to watch the game kind of. Yeah.
Right. Dan Reynolds, who's the lead singer of the Dragons, said, "Living in a dog-eat-dog world can bring out the worst in you, sometimes the best. It'd be a lie to tell you I haven't become somewhat skeptical about some things in the past decade of my life. However, I believe that when you truly learn to love yourself, the judging eyes and hateful words become meaningless." I agree with that one. That's what I said a few minutes ago, right? In a way. And this song, Natural, is about finding yourself being willing and able to stand up to whatever adversity may come your way. So that's good. His recent project, Believer, which was an HBO documentary that examined the relationship between the LGBTQ community and the Mormons. He's a member of that. That's a very interesting. How do they? They're not too tolerant, are they?
Well, apparently he grew up in a very unaccepting community, and he felt that way for a long time, and it wasn't until he grew up and had friends who were gay that he realized how wrong it was.
Very high suicide rate in the Mormon church if you're gay, and that's why he started this movement.
You know what? I think, didn't we talk about that?
We talked about it about 3 weeks ago.
Yep, I remember that. Yeah, well, so good for him. More tolerance, more love, more focus on the good things. That's the best part. That's what we can hope for, the best thing we can hope for. 28 after the hour in the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit Discover Student Loan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he wants to clear up a controversial statement he made during his joint news conference with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, saying at the White House yesterday he misspoke in Helsinki on Monday when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in meddling in the 2016 election. The president saying yesterday he meant to say there is no reason why it wouldn't have been Russia. Meanwhile, in an interview that aired last night, President Trump said that President Obama did nothing to prevent or respond to that Russian election meddling.
And he was president, and they informed him of it, and he did nothing.
And then after I won, see, he thought Hillary was going to win. After I won, he said, oh, this is a big deal. Well, it wasn't a big deal as long as she won.
Trump speaking there on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Of July is upon us. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, here for, we're trying to fodderize your mind. You know what fodderizing means, Victoria?
I know fodder, but I've certainly never heard of that as a verb.
Listen, we have a license here to create words that we think are going to be descriptive and helpful. And fodderize is a good word. I like
sure.
it. Fodderize. All right. So what do we have that's trending?
Well, this is not fodder. This is actually some good news. It's a bit of a follow-up story of something we talked about last week. The Army has reversed its widely covered decision to discharge a citizen-seeking immigrant soldier in what his lawyer called an acknowledgement that the move was improper. Now, you had actually brought this story to us last week, Doug, about these immigrants who were recruited by American Armed Services.
They screw them.
Promised a path to citizenship if they served in the U.S. services, mm-hmm. and then they've been abruptly discharged. Yeah. And so now this one soldier who is a 28-year-old reservist from Brazil, Lucas Calixto, he was the one who brought this to trial yeah. And has really kind of put it on the map. The Associated Press started covering it. They say that there have been 10,000 immigrants who have enlisted in the military accessions vital to the National Interest Program. It's called MADNI. And so 10,000 of these immigrants have enlisted with the promise of, if you serve for the United States, you will have a clear path to citizenship. And then, for whatever reason, at least 40 of these recruits and soldiers were just discharged with no reason given. And all of a sudden,
they don't have
no,
to give you a reason. They're the government. We don't have to give
no
you a reason.
And time served didn't count towards citizenship. Yeah. And so now this got a lot of bad press. No one seems to know why the Army and
deserved
the Pentagon...
every bit of the bad press it got.
Absolutely. No one really knows what the decision was, if this came from the top, or if this was just internal house cleaning.
They have to backtrack on it, because whether they think about stuff or they throw it against the wall to see if it sticks, once they get stuff that gets starchy, then they go back to whatever they were doing before. It always...
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Well, the reversal is good news. We're not exactly sure yet. This was filed in federal court on Monday. We're not exactly sure what this means for some of the other recruits who have been discharged, but hopefully
they can reverse their cases. What's really offensive, once again, we're spending money, taxpayer money, to screw these guys. First of all, it isn't like they walked through the door and said, please recruit me.
Right.
These are active recruiters that go to schools and they go into neighborhoods. They go places and they find
they go to other countries. Yeah.
And they bring them in and say, okay, you'll be an American citizen if you do this, 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 and this.
Right.
And they sign a document. That's all of the stuff that we're all told is legal.
Mm-hmm.
You sign a document that is an agreement between two parties. This is what you're going to get. And then they just basically say, screw you. We're the government. We're not going to honor any of the things. What kind of thinking, what kind of morality, what kind of ethics are being displayed here? This is, I don't want my government. First of all, I think if we're going to let people into the country, I'm so sick of all the illegals that come here and suck off of, you know, there's pockets of people in communities all over this country who come here just to suck off the teat or tit or whatever it is of Americana. And they don't do a damn thing. They just figure, you know, they figure out how to game the system. And there's plenty of examples of that. So here these guys come.
It's true.
And they want to contribute. They love what they hear about America. They become usually 95 times out of 100, they become model American citizens because they grew up with nothing and they appreciate what they're getting. Not always, but most of the time. And you reward them by screwing them? I don't like that about my country. I don't. You know, people say, oh, my country right or wrong. No. My country right, yes. My country wrong, no.
We were founded on questioning bad authority and changing. And, yeah, that's I totally agree with it. I don't like when people say things like that. Oh, you know, my country right or wrong blindly, you know.
All right.
That's not patriotism at all.
That's a good story about
false patriotism.
Person. Let's talk about some other people in the news. Elon Musk donating $90,000 to Republicans in the election cycle, and some find that amusing because the Republicans generally don't go along with the climate change stuff that Elon Musk believes in, but it's his money and he can spend it as he will. I'm guessing he's given a lot of money to Democrats too, because most of those guys hedge their bets by giving about as much to both to both sides just to, you know, protect their interests. Other people giving away: Warren Buffett, God bless him, 87 years old, referred to as the Oracle of Omaha, yesterday announced, or his charity arm announced, he's giving $3.5 billion to five different organizations as part of his pledge to divest some of his stock every year. Berkshire Hathaway stock is worth like $20,000 a share. It's a number that just doesn't, you know, you can't even put two and two together with it. But I've always said he has a great face, great mind, great attitude, a real American hero. Somebody you may not always agree with his politics, but that's, you know, you can't agree with everybody on everything. The guy has contributed. You realize what that company has contributed to America in terms of the sheer volume of the economic contributions that he has made himself. He makes all the decisions himself. Still, he reads all the papers every day, see what's doing, who's going. He reads every local newspaper. That's how he comes up with ideas. He's looking around now at a car dealership. He bought a group, I think it's 45 car dealers. Well, they were sales organizations, but they belong to the same dealership. He in Greater Dallas. He bought them last year, and he's looking at a similar group here in Boston. And, you know, he paid, I think, $1.5 billion. For the car dealerships down in Dallas. Anything that makes money, they'll buy, and they'll leave the management in place if, in fact, he won't buy it unless it's a money maker. There's another company here in New England called Jordan's Furniture. He paid the two brothers that started at $80 million, bought 4 stores. Now they have 8. One of the brothers stayed in, and it's just like a cash cow. It's like a machine that makes money. And that's what he figures it out, man. He figures it out. So anyway, he's making a lot of donations to a lot of different groups. God love him. Good for him. Another name in the news, Leslie Jones, the lady from Saturday Night Live, right?
Mm-hmm. She's very funny.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I agree with you on that, but it's okay.
Have you ever seen her on SNL? Yeah. She's hilarious.
I find her annoying. But anyway, that's me. You know, we don't have the same sense of humor.
I don't think you watch SNL, actually.
Well, I have watched enough of her here and there. That gets in the way of the story. Let's not go down that street. Anyway, she's not ordering from the Honest Company anytime soon. She says this is Jessica Alba's business. Why did Jessica Alba start this business, and what is it? What does she do there? What's that business?
They make diapers and baby products, and it's supposed to be super organic and clean and non-toxic
What's Leslie Jones' beef with Jessica Alba?
I don't know. Well, apparently she has ordered a bunch of things from the company, and her last 3 orders have been either wrong or never arrived or whatever. And I think she kind of just, like, had it and went on to social media and tweeted to let Jessica Alba know, hey, look, you know, your company isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing. My last 3 orders have been messed up, and, you know, you should be looking into this, and this is your name on it.
Well,
and
that's the thing. A lot of these stars, they lend their name, if you will, to a company that's established. They hire them, even give them a brand, that sort of thing. But 9 times out of it, I'm betting Jessica Alba doesn't know anything about what goes on in that company.
Well, she claims that actually she is very involved. So,
really?
Now, again, we don't really know. Like you said, there are so many companies where celebrities someone comes to them with an idea and they say, oh, yeah, that's fine, and I'll attach my name to it.
Yeah.
She has claimed from the beginning that she really did start this company, co-founded it, that she really, you know, was involved on the ground floor. I think it made over $1 billion or something. It's done very, very well. I think it was bought by someone bigger, so there is a very good chance that she really isn't that involved anymore.
Yeah.
But she did respond. She actually responded back and said to Leslie Jones, she said, I'm so sorry that, you know, you've had these issues and that you haven't had a great experience. We're all over this, and we're going to make it right. I'm so appreciative and grateful to you, to being an honest fan over the years, and especially as we go through these growing pains. I'm a huge fan of yours. So we'll see what happens. You know, her company's kind of had some ups and downs. The Environmental Working Group, EWG, which has a really great beauty database, which I encourage all women to take a look at, because you can see the ratings of all your beauty products, and the Honest Company did not get a good rating.
Really?
Even though they claimed to be super non-toxic, it wasn't good. So they've had a lot of issues.
Watch that stuff. You gotta watch that stuff. All right, 45 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with the latest from My Pillow. Is a brochure you get. Yesterday I got four or five new pillows from Mike Lindell, who is the inventor of My Pillow. He found himself frustrated because every pillow they used to buy went flat. And so he thought to himself, well, he looked and examined and figured all these pillows that break down, they don't last. He said, I'd wake up in the morning with sore neck and my head would hurt, my fingers were numb, that sort of thing. And I'm betting a lot of you have, this morning even, woken up that way. So why don't you take a page from MyPillow's playbook and go online to MyPillow.com. See what's there, the special things that you can get, the attention that you get. I'm talking about when you go online, if you have a problem, you can ask for some help and you'll get it. But it's a really basic American company that specializes in pillows, even though there are a lot of other things that you can get that have to do with getting a good night's rest. The real foundation of the company are the pillows. My Pillow. Get the travel pillow, the roll-up pillow, the body pillow, the bolster pillow, the pet pillow, and it's just, there are tons of them. Right now, you get 50% off their premium pillows using the code DJV. Matter of fact, get 50% off a lot of things. They'll finance everything over $200 that you buy from them, like their mattresses are fabulous. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. You get that deal. The deal that I like right now is one-in-one. You get one pillow at the regular price. The other one you get free. Then this deal goes to the end of the month. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save money. Get a great night's rest.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Mrs. Timberlake had a store in West Hollywood called Aw Fudge.
Do people know who Mrs. Timberlake is? You should just say Jessica Biel. People know that name more than Mrs. Timberlake.
Okay, married to Justin Timberlake. This was created, she said, with moms and families in mind. They closed the restaurant this weekend. Set up with areas where children could do art projects and other activities, because she's got a three-year-old son, and they hinted that Aw Fudge wasn't exactly thriving. In West Hollywood, you gotta be suicidal open a restaurant there. There's so many. You go up and down, whether you're on Sunset or you go down to Melrose or you go down to Third or Beverly.
A lot of competition,
there. Oh, my God, there are restaurants. Every other storefront is a restaurant, so that's no negative on her. I thought it was a great idea, so maybe she'll try it again. 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Scottish National Anthem, also known as music from the Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Chuck Curry,
from Braveheart.
What, that is?
I thought this was from Braveheart, that music. It sounds like Braveheart.
Yeah, it does kind of. Well, it sounds like a bunch of different things, but you can count on Chuck Curry to have us thinking about what this is all about. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We're always happy when Chuck Curry is here. So what's the deal? What's the connection to Invasion of the Body Snatchers and the rest of the real world, Chucker?
That was, it's Donald Sutherland's birthday. He turns 84 years old. Guy has 188 acting credits. That's my favorite Donald Sutherland movie, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, directed by Philip Kaufman in 1978. One of the best movies of that decade, easily.
Of course
he's awesome in that film. I love that movie.
Nothing better
and
than
that. And that scene, which is the song Amazing Grace, played by bagpipes in that movie, took place on in San Francisco on the pier, and it's just an awesome scene toward the end of that film.
All right, so they're going to remake the Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Chucker's going to go see that while I go see Paddington 3, which is in the works. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not. Paddington? Tell me about it.
Well, apparently Hugh Bonneville leaked something about them putting together, and they're going to shoot. Well, I guess that we had that conversation because we were talking about the movie, the Downton Abbey movie, and Bonneville is obviously the star of that. But the Paddington franchise has become so popular. What'd you say? It had a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes yesterday,
yeah.
Victoria?
It was something huge like that. So, yeah. And that was Paddington 2, so obviously they're setting it up for Paddington 3 to happen.
Yeah. I think it's
and the guy who's the voice of Paddington also, he was in that new Hugh Grant miniseries on Amazon, and he said he wants to do the voice of Paddington again.
Yeah. It's just a fabulous franchise. I think it was very cool. All right. You have the information about the movie Blackbird?
No. What about it?
Kate Winslet, Diane Keaton. How come I'm giving you the news? You're supposed
Why
to
not? I'm tired, Dad.
Okay.
You drive the car today.
All right, Mia Wasikowska. You know who she is?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I think she played Alice in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, she did.
Correct.
Very good, Trucker. All
ding,
right.
Ding, ding.
They're going to remake a Danish language movie called Silent Heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the movie in the Danish language is translated Silent Heart. It's going to be called Blackbird in English.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. You're starting to bore the audience. Can I take over?
Okay, help yourself, please. Yes.
All right. Advance reviews on Mamma Mia 2 are really positive. It opens this Friday. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Me too.
I like the all the original cast is returning, and you've added Cher, and I don't know if Pierce Brosnan sings or not, but I'm going to see the movie anyway.
Andy Garcia sings. He's in it this time. He's
and I saw an interview with Andy Garcia talking about how much he loved working with Meryl Streep and the rest of them and what chemistry they had. They were talking about, you know, what their roles were versus how they really got along, which is something that doesn't get talked about much, does it, Chucker? The way people, we were earlier, I think it was off the air, not only, you're talking about Nathan Fillion and Stanya Katic or whatever her name was that was in Castle and how whether they dated and then they didn't get along, but they still had to show up and act like they liked each other. And that really is, I would bet that's hard to do, isn't it?
Sure.
Well, in Mamma Mia, Amanda Seyfried and what's his name, Dominic, Cooper, I think, they dated in real life after the first Mamma Mia, and they are both married to other people now, so that might be a little awkward.
Uh-huh. Right. All right, what else you got, Chucker?
I went to see this movie, Catcher Was a Spy, with Paul Rudd. Interesting movie. Not a great film, but very interesting, about a guy named Mo Berg, who was a baseball player for 15 years started in 1941 and was a spy and led a double life. I thought it was a really interesting movie. I like Paul Rudd. I thought I'm a big fan. I'm not going to tell people to run to a movie theater to see it, but when it comes on cable or streaming, I think it's an interesting watch. And hard to believe this is a 10th year anniversary of Chris Nolan's Dark Knight, in which Heath Ledger played the Joker, 10 years ago since that movie hit theaters.
I see Variety's got a story about Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight and how it changed the Oscars. Why do you suppose that?
Yeah, it changed the Oscars because at that time there was 5 Best Picture candidates. The Dark Knight, which a lot of people love.
Oh, wanted to see it, that's right.
It didn't get nominated, so they opened it up to 9 or 10
Has that been good? Do you think that was... Is that successful? Do you think that was a good idea?
In retrospect, no, probably not. I'm going to say no. Probably should just stick to 5.
5 it is. All right, Chucker, you're getting a high five from all of us. This is the DJB Show at 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.